Okay, gang, the first thing that I want to remind you, if you're not in Dave Johnson's, if you're not in his email list, I want to encourage you to send him an email and request to get on his email list, because I don't believe the email I'm looking at right now for a call that commences in, oh my goodness, 10 minutes. I don't think he sent this out to his whole entire Nikan organization. And I'm just going to read it from top to bottom, and then I'm going to give you his email address so you can pop him an email and say, hey, Dave, please add me to your business list so I can get these emails. Here we go. Earlier this week, I had the honor of attending a very special Humans Being More course held at Nikan's new home office, and felt I was participating in a sort of spiritual dedication of the new building and marking the commencement of a new era. Royal Diamond Susan Carver and I want to share more of our feelings about the many good things happening at our new offices and in the field. Please join us Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Here's the phone number, area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343, and the code 838-54-POUND. Again, 838-54-POUND. And I'm looking at the picture that he included, and I'm just going to go around the table to share with you. I don't know who took the picture, but I can tell you, having been in this conference room less than 2 weeks ago myself, I can tell you this had to have been an amazing, absolutely amazing event. I don't know the premise of, why this group of leaders came together, but Dave Johnson, Tony Skoma, Colleen Edwards, Dennis Estes, Susan Carver, Jeff Isom, Mr. Kurt Foley, Reed Nelson, Chris Gullo, oh my goodness, I can't get the picture to... I'm missing one person there that I can't identify, I'm sorry. Mac McDonald, Pat Terry, and the mama bear of the President's Club, Miss Pat Elkins. And, I will find out who this person is that I can't identify because because the way the frame is.
Bernadette McBurney.
Yes, Bernadette McBurney, that's it. I see the dark hair, but I couldn't see the face. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Bernadette McBurney. So we've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 people, 9 of whom are Royal Diamonds or Royal Diamonds. Actually, I think these are all Royal Diamonds. Yeah. So 4 Nikan corporate individuals, including the president and CFO of the company that took part in this Humans Being More training, and they're going to talk about this, like I said, in 7 minutes. So I would encourage you, and if you can't get on the call, all Dave's calls are recorded at magneticleaders.com is the website where he archives all his. I would highly encourage you, if you can't get on it live here in 7 minutes, catch the recording. Because there's several reasons, and I'm not going to explain. You won't be sorry. I'll just put it to you that way. But that commences here in a few minutes, and that phone number, one more time, is where'd it go? 567-314-0343, and the PIN code is 838-54-POUND. Alrighty. A couple other quick announcements I'm going to run through, and that would be, I keep putting the new Nikan Opportunity video in my email that I send out every Friday. I'm hoping everybody on the line has watched it. I'm hoping you're using it, passing it on to friends, sharing it on Facebook. It is an absolute incredible piece, and using it the other day for a one-on-one appointment in the Starbucks when it was noisy and lots of distractions. I haven't sat down with my new friend and asked her point blank, hey, I never did get a chance to ask you, what did that video do for you? What was it that caused you to want to join the Nikan family invest in the Vital Day Pack, and we're meeting this week to talk about Sleep System and give her a rollout. I never did get a chance to ask her that. However, what I do know is that this video is excellent, the way that it captures so many different stories, and it's absolutely fantastic. So can't encourage you to use that enough. Other announcements, please take advantage of the upcoming Human Being More and Gold trainings that are coming up to a city near you. And if you're in driving distance, whether that be 3 hours, 4 hours, or, you know, pull a Jim Hartman and drive 20 hours, that's considered driving distance now. So if you're in the 71 or younger category, then, you know, you can do it. Just make sure you have the Kinko seat. But in all seriousness, there are lots of events coming up. Don't miss them, because it's one thing to take part in a conference call or even a webcast or a Bojabi event. It's entirely different to experience something live. In my almost 23 years experience with Nikan, that those events have always been a game changer, and it's more important even to take people with you on that. Let's see, what else did I want to make note of? 2 weeks ago, I think, on this call, the question was brought up about maybe it was four weeks ago, the non-biodegradable packing pellets in our shipment. Anybody that's on the line want to comment about that again? That's received a package in the last couple weeks? Yeah, okay. Well,
I think I got the biodegradable stuff in the package I got yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
You did, Chris. And I'm playing dumb because I just want to thank all of you who took a few minutes of your time to use either the feedback ribbon, the button on the lower right-hand corner of the website, and or just type a note to feedback@nikan.com, because you spoke and Nikan responded. And they responded in a very timely fashion that was absolutely incredible. And I will find out if our new shipping company, if they are now using these biodegradable packets for all of the packages that they're sending out with the other companies that they service as well, or if it's just for ours. I am rather curious to see if they made that switch. But there's a big difference between recyclable foam pellets and the biodegradable pellets that Nikan has used for years that now we are using, in that if you live in an area like we do in the Pacific Northwest, you can always recycle them to a facility that does take them. Some of the UPS stores welcome them, some of them don't. But I know for us, I just dump them in a box and then wait until I know it's we're going to get a rainy day, which happens on a regular basis up here, and I just dump them outside in the grass, and after a couple hours of rain, they magically disappear. So that's one of the greatest things about a biodegradable product. And so I want to thank all of you who did take a few minutes to type that. Any questions, comments, concerns? We've got 2 minutes left.
Hey, Vance, real quickly, have you tried the website today by chance? I was trying to get on earlier, and it wouldn't log in.
The website, thank you for that reminder, Chris. The website is down this morning. That commenced at, I'm trying to remember the email that we received on that. Dennis and Ruth put it in their email. Please note that our Nikan website will be down this Saturday and Sunday for scheduled maintenance. It's scheduled to be back up tomorrow at 5 p.m., which I know how frustrating it is. There was a couple auto ship orders for some of our customers that I was going to go in and change first thing this morning, and I should have done it yesterday. I wrote myself a big note last night before I called in the bed because I remembered it again. I know how frustrating it is when the website goes down for these scheduled maintenance things. But just hang tight. They'll be back up. And what some of the things that they're doing, I noticed this yesterday when I sent out the broadcast email, they're building in and adding more options to a lot of the things. So if you use the website, you'll notice changes or things that they're doing to make it work better. And it seems like we've had a couple of these happen since they moved to the new facility, and that is the reason why. It's because of the move. Again, I'll apologize on behalf of Nikan, but it's better that it happens now than at the end of the month, like we experienced a couple, I think, was that 2 months ago? That really kind of threw a wrench in the gears. So it's down, should be back up tomorrow, Sunday, Father's Day. Nobody's going to be on the computer anyways, it's Father's Day, right?
Hey, I'll throw one more at you. What about the phone app that they talked about at convention about 2 years ago?
That's a great question, Chris.
I do that at the end of the call so we can all get off and not have to complain about it too long.
Right, there you go. Yeah, bring it up at the very end. No, I would encourage you to type a feedback note again because I know that they were working on announcing it. I don't know if it got tabled or what the scenario was with it. But I'm clueless on that one. So I know that go ahead.
Would you give the email address to send to Dave Johnson to get on?
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding me. And let me pull that up right this second. Hang on one second. I should have had that written down in front of me. And his email address is simply dave@ruexcited.com that's dave@ruexcited.com what is his email address on this one? I can't get it to come up. Yeah, it's just saying Dave Johnson, and I don't know. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I'm sorry. His other one that this one came from is dave@magneticleaders.com. So scrap the Are You Excited one and go with this one, dave@magneticleaders.com. That's where this email came from. So, again, I would encourage you, I can't stress this enough, to jot him a quick note and say, Dave, can you please add me to your email list and get on there because this is an excellent, excellent email. Well, I read the whole thing to you, but the picture, I think, to me. And if for some reason you didn't receive that, I'm going to go ahead and send it out to everybody in my group list today so you will see it. And I'll put a little note in there. If you missed the call live, it was an excellent call, and you can hear the playback or the recording at I think it's just magneticleaders.com, www.magneticleaders.com is the website.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Justin, for that clarification.
Could you give your email address again, Vance?
Well, why would I do that?
Well, please.
Yes, my email address is, thank you for reminding, that was Shirley, correct?
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Shirley, for the reminder. V.S. Rogers, that's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995, V.S. Rogers, 995, @gmail.com.
All right, thank you very much.
@gmail.com, yeah, that's the best email address to use for us. And if there's anything that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call, 503-695-695. 5683, or if you want to pop me a text, if it's not something urgent, but you like to text, that phone number is area code 503-348-0749. And as I said before, please do yourself a favor and don't abuse Vance just because he gives out all his contact information. But if I can help you, I would be glad to do that. But connect with your upline. When I look at this picture that Dave Johnson sent out, I'm looking at a lot of different organizations, field leaders, that represent a good portion of the consultants in North America. And more than likely, one of the members of your upline was in this room, in that conference room at that Special Humans Being More this week. So on that note, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to wish you all again a fantastic Father's Day because I want to get on the call with Dave and Susan right now. So have a great weekend, everybody, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning again, if not before. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
We love you all.